Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kinim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chasas Sabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zach Refan, Yosef Yigal, Gon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah begins by Medvar Murim. When was this said? B'Chayv B'Mendava with Chayv Nedava. Let's just remind ourselves. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed Kinim getting mixed up with each other. And let's remember that a Ken is a bird pair. Kinim are bird pairs. And the situation we discussed before was where one bird that was designated either as a Oila or a Chatos got mixed up with another bird pair or other bird pairs. And the Mishnah said that the maximum number of birds that are allowed to be brought are the mount there, which are a chayv. So for example, let's say one bird, which was an oila, got mixed up with two bird pairs, means we have two oilas and two chatos over here. Only two of those birds are allowed to be brought. Anything more than that runs the risk of a non-oila bird being brought, rather a chatos, and so that would be an issue. And so what this mission just began with is clarifying that that's when we have chayv and nedava. Aval, however, continues the Mishnah, b'chayv shenasar v'zu. When we have bird pairs of just chayv that get mixed up with each other, achas uzoy, one for this, one for that, shtam uzoy, two for this, two for that, shalash uzoy, three for this, three for that, mechza kosher, mechza pasol, half is kosher, half is pasol. So let's say, for example, taking the middle case where we have two for this one, two for that one. And the simplest explanation would be, let's say we have two women, Rachel and Leah. Rachel has two bird pairs, Leah has two bird pairs, so that's a total of four birds from each woman. They all get mixed up with each other, so now we have eight birds flying around this cage, and we don't know which ones are Rachel's, which ones are Leah's, so we're only able to be makriv half of them, so we're going to take four out of the cage, and then furthermore, we're going to have to split them. Two are going to be a chatas, two are going to be an oila. And the reason why that has to be is because it's very possible that all four of these birds that we have here are Rachel's. There's also a possibility that some of them are Rachel's and some of them are Leah's. Furthermore, the reason why we could only bring half as Oilas and half as Chatos is because if we bring any more than half as a Chatos or any more than half as a Oila, it's very possible that's not what those birds are. Maybe we're bringing the wrong thing. Therefore, again, maximum, we could bring half of the birds that are mixed up, and half of those have to be an Oila, the other half have to be a Chatos. So further says, it's not just if it's one for this one for that one, or two for this one, two for that one. Achaz lozoi, shtayim lozoi, shalosh lozoi, eser lozoi, mei lozoi. It could be that it's one that got mixed up with the two, or two and three, or three and ten, or ten and 100. The bottom line is still the same, hamuat kasher. The minimum amount is kasher, meaning, let's say, one woman had 10 bird pairs, and the other had 100, so the maximum we're allowed to take out of here is 10 bird pairs, and again, bring half of those chatas and half of those in oila. And further clarification is, bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemais, bein meisha achaz, bein mishtei nashem, whether this is one shem or two shemais, meaning one type or two types of chiyuvim, or it could be from one woman or two separate women. We further clarify this with Mishnah Dalet, ketzem mishem echad, what does that mean? One shem, one type. So this would be leida v'leida, ziva v'ziva. It could be we have two bird pairs, both coming from the same woman, both being for the same chiyuv, one leda, another leda, meaning one birth and another birth, or ziva and ziva, two different times that she was a zava. This is both considered mishem echad, one type, one chiyuv, and the reason why we're not able to bring all of them is because it was for two different ledas, or for two different zivas. Further explaining, mishnei shemais, what does that mean? Two types of chiyuvim, so leda v'ziva. It could be the same woman bringing these pairs, but one of them is for a leda, one of them is for a ziva. Now, ketzad shtei nashim, what about two women? So alzu leda v'alzu leda, alzu ziva of alzu ziva. It could be that both women are bringing kinim for a birth or for a ziva, and that would be mishem echad. It's the same chiyuv, but again, it's two different women. Or mishnei shemos, it could be two different chiyuvim, alzu leida v'alzu ziva. The one of these women is bringing it for a leida, and the other one is bringing it for a ziva. In all situations, it's still the same, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Amar, he brings up an interesting case where there wouldn't be an issue. Shtei nashim shlakhu kinim be'erov. We have two women that they bought their bird pairs together, meaning as opposed to all the cases we've been talking about previously, where Rachel, she went and she bought her own birds, and then Leah went separately and she bought different birds, and then those birds got mixed up with each other. We're basically saying, let's say Rachel and Leah took their money, put it together, so we have $2, then they went and they bought two pairs of birds together, $1 a pair, pretty cheap, good price, but everything here is all together, it's all pooled. That means, in essence, that all four birds here are technically considered to be belonging to both Rachel and Leah. Alternatively, a similar case would be, Shenasnu Dmei Kinein L'Kayin, they just simply gave their money to the Kayin, and the Kayin was the one that bought the birds for them. So in both these situations, La'ezah shiyotza Kayin yakrav chatos, La'ezah shiyotza Kayin yakrav oila, bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemais, the Kayin can bring whatever bird he wants as the chatos, and whatever bird he wants as the oila, and that's whether it's for one chiyuv or two chiyuvim, it could be for leida, and for ziva, no problem, and that's because, again, none of these birds here have an official designation of belonging to one particular woman, so it's up to the Kayin's discretion what to use it for. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, with more situations. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.